This year is the 150th anniversary of the birth of the great Bengali poet Rabindranath Tagore, the first non-European to win the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1913. Tagore has a special significance for Czechs, as we find out in this week's Czech Books with David Vaughan.
I'm in Takurova Street in Prague 6, which is well known in the city as it houses many of the buildings of Prague's Technical University. Now, Takurova Street is named after the Indian poet Rabindranath Tagore. And just in front of me here is a bust of the poet. He's portrayed as a bearded figure, as we know him from portraits in his later life, and there's an inscription with his name, and it also says Bengali artist, philosopher and theoretician, born the 6th of May 1861, died the 7th of August 1941. The reason why there's a bust of Tagore here is because he had a very special relationship to Czechoslovakia. And to find out more, I'm about to talk to Dr. Dušan Zbavitel, who is probably the Czech Republic's foremost expert on the Bengali language, literature and culture. And he points out that Rabindranath Tagore was a man with amazingly broad gifts.
Tagore was not only a poet and a writer. He was, one can say, a Renaissance personality in this respect, that he was a great composer. He founded a new style of Indian music called Rabindra Sangeet, which is still popular in India. He was a great painter. He was also a pedagogue and so on. He even founded an agricultural school.
Tagore's poetry is highly lyrical, with a strong spiritual thread, although it would be wrong to describe him as a mystic poet. He came from a prominent Bengali family, and his writings draw from many sources, including Bengali, classical and rural tradition. But he was also educated in the European classics. Humanism runs through his work, along with a pervading sense of optimism, two qualities that appealed strongly to many writers, artists and intellectuals in the newly emerging Czechoslovak Republic after World War I.
Mind without fear. Where the mind is without fear and the head is held high, where knowledge is free, where the world has not been broken up into fragments by narrow domestic walls, where words come out from the depth of truth, where tireless striving stretches its arms towards perfection, where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sand of dead habit, where the mind is led forward by thee into ever-widening thought and action, into that heaven of freedom, my father, let my country awake.
These lines come from Tagore's most famous collection, Gitanjali, in the poet's own translation. Czech interest in Indian culture and language goes back as far as the early days of the so-called Czech National Revival, over 150 years ago.
The knowledge of Indian languages is very, very old in Czech countries. For instance, some so-called enlighteners of the beginning of the 19th century knew and studied Sanskrit, Dobrovsky, Jungmann, and other personalities considered it a duty to get acquainted with Sanskrit. So the tradition of the interest in India was in our country very old and very vivid. I don't know what was the reason of this, nobody knows, but we consider it that India was very sympathetic for Czech people as a country under a foreign rule. It was English colony until 1947, and Czech was still the First World War under Austria-Hungary. So there were these mutual sympathies, yeah? And our people also very much followed the fight of India for freedom, for political freedom.
The father of Indian studies in Prague was Vincenz Lesny, who in the first half of the 20th century built up the study of Indian languages at the Charles University, along with Moritz Vinternitz from Prague's German University. Lesny became a good friend of Tagore, and both he and Vinternitz were invited to India to lecture at the Vishwa Bharati University that Tagore set up in Bengal. Lesny was also responsible for the two visits that Tagore paid to Prague in the 1920s. Among the many Czechs who went to hear him speak was the composer Leoš Janáček. Dušan's Babitel picks up the story.
He came twice to Prague. He came in May 1921 only to Prague. He did not visit any other town because his visit was rather short. But during this short visit, he delivered two public lectures, one of them in Lucerna, which was completely sold out, and his lecture was very well received. That's when Janáček met him. Janáček wrote at that time for our Lidové noviny, such a column as he used to do, in which he put down the intonation of Tagore's recitation of Bengali poetry.
Ami je dekhechi gopon hingsha kopot ratri chhaye hereche disho hoy. Ami je dekhechi protikarhin shakter aporadhe.
Tagore's language, here in a rare recording of the poet himself, inspired Janáček to compose one of his best-known choral pieces, the Potulni Šílenec, The Wandering Madman, for male choir and soprano solo, which puts a story from Tagore's book The Gardener to music.
A wandering madman was seeking the touchstone, with matted locks tawny and dust-laden, and body worn to a shadow, his lips tight-pressed, like the shut-up doors of his heart, his burning eyes like the lamp of a glowworm seeking its mate. Before him the endless ocean roared. The garrulous waves ceaselessly talked of hidden treasures, mocking the ignorance that knew not their meaning.
Janáček was not the only Czech composer to take inspiration from Tagore. Several of Josef Bohuslav Förster's Milostné písně, or love songs, also put his poetry to music. There is little evidence of Tagore himself having taken a particular interest in Czech music and literature, but he was very actively interested in political life in Czechoslovakia, especially in the face of growing extremism in Europe.
He was considered by everybody here, nearly everybody, as an ambassador of peace and understanding between nations, between states. This was his message. He was the first president of the Indian League Against Fascism, a great enemy of Nazism and Hitler and Mussolini and so on. And that's why also his works were not allowed to be published during the Second World War, when we had the protectorate here.
On Christmas Eve 1937, the celebrated Czech writer Karel Čapek sent a message over the airwaves to Tagore in Shantiniketan in Bengal, and at the same time, the inventor of the arc lamp, František Křižík, sent a message to Einstein in Princeton, a gesture of solidarity among democratic nations, all broadcast live to Czechoslovak radio listeners. This is the only surviving recording that features Čapek's voice.
All Czechoslovak stations, calling British India, Shantiniketan University. Karel Čapek is addressing a message of goodwill and understanding to Rabindranath Tagore, Shantinipetan.
Mistře Cákure, harmonický hlase východu, zdravíme vás se vašem Shantinipetanu. Zdravíme vás z Československa, kde nyní padá sníh.
To you who are the harmonious voice of the East, we send our greetings to Shantiniketan. We send our greetings from Czechoslovakia, where the snow is already falling, from an anxious Europe in the Western world, where even the most highly developed nations are unable to shake each other's hands as brothers would. Regardless of the great distance between our countries, however, we stretch out our hands in brotherly love to you, the poet of wisdom, to you, quiet Shantiniketan, to you, great India, to you, mighty Asia, even to this Asia which is now being destroyed by arms discovered by the West. At this very moment when cannons are roaring against the east and west of our common continent, our Western democracy feebly calls out to you at the turning point of the year. Long live the world, but let it be a world of equal and free people.
Tagore himself sent a telegram in return, which was read out in English on air.
Friends in Czechoslovakia, in the terrible storm of hatred, violence raging over humanity, except at the goodwill of an old idealist who clings to his faith in the common destiny of the East and West and all people on the earth.
When a few months later Czechoslovakia was carved up under the Munich Agreement, Tagore spoke out in defence of the country.
At the time of the Munich crisis in 1938, he wrote an open letter to the Federal Press, which was also published in English and American newspapers, in which he condemned Nazism and also Western democracies for betraying us. And he expressed in this letter his hope that our country will regain its freedom. Unfortunately, this letter came only when the German influence was so strong in Czech that the letter was not allowed to be published. And the Czech readers were able to read it only in 1945, after the deliberation of Czechoslovakia.
Rabindranath Tagore did not live long enough to see Czechoslovakia liberated from Nazi Germany. He died in Calcutta on August the 7th, 1941, at the age of 80. After the war, Czechoslovakia's communist regime was initially deeply suspicious of his legacy. But thanks largely to the persistence of Dušan Zbavitel, some of Tagore's poems were republished in the mid-1950s, and interest in the great Indian writer has continued ever since. Now 86, Dr. Zbavitel continues to write about the poet who first inspired his love for India when he was a teenager, and to translate his poetry.
In translating his poetry, one great advantage has been that structure of the Czech language and the Bengali language is very similar. You see, we have very similar sounds, and also the structure of the verse is very similar, so that it was not so difficult to translate it. I even made an experiment in this way. Tagore put many of his poems into songs by giving them the melody. So I tried to translate these very songs in such a way that it could be sung also on these melodies. But of course, this Indian music and even Tagore's music is different from the European one and never got many listeners in Europe.
Unfortunately, we don't have a recording of one of Tagore's songs being sung in Czech. But let's end with the voice of the great poet himself, singing in his native Bengali on a crackly but haunting recording.
Yakadin jabi khala the jaye madhurate.